Silent Suffering, written by It's Mirkwood Girl, and read by Litra. A Star Wars fanfic, rated Gen. Summary. Based on the prompt, "Don't you sign to me in that tone," Obi-Wan is sick and currently mute. Qui-Gon is amused. Obi-Wan felt completely and utterly miserable. He was cold and almost shivering, his body ached and hurt, and his head was pounding. This had been going on for almost a week now, and it just wouldn't get better. At least the healers had allowed him to stay at his and his master's shared quarters. That was something. Obi-Wan really hated the healer's wing, but staying at home had a disadvantage as well. His master. He loved Qui-Gon Jinn, of course he did. The man was the closest thing to a parent the boy had. But he didn't seem to take his Padawan's sickness as seriously as Obi-Wan would have liked him to. "You know," Qui-Gon said, handing Obi-Wan a cup of tea, "it's amazing how quiet this place can be." Obi-Wan shot him an angry glare and took a sip of the tea. "It's almost unsettling," Qui-Gon continued. "Usually it's so hard to stop your constant chatter." Obi-Wan produced an angry growling sound, which he immediately regretted since it hurt, like a knife scratching over the insides of his throat. "You can't deny it," Qui-Gon said. "You tend to babble quite a bit, my Padawan." Obi-Wan huffed, jaw and lower lip pushed forward in an angry pout. His master chuckled. "Don't do that," he scowled without any sharpness behind the words. "You know I'm just messing with you a little." Obi-Wan furrowed his brows but nodded. "There you go." His master picked up his data pad and continued reading. Obi-Wan rolled his eyes and fell back against the backrest of the couch. Master Voraka Che had banned him from using his own datapad for at least another week, which annoyed Obi-Wan in many different ways. One, he couldn't do homework, so he would have more to catch up once he was healthy again. Two, he still had a few books he wanted to read desperately. And three, he didn't have anything to do. Really, nothing. He couldn't train since he was barely able to walk from the couch to the fresher, and Qui-Gon wouldn't allow it anyways. He couldn't study, he couldn't read, he couldn't cook. He just had nothing to do, and, which was even worse, he had nothing to distract himself with when his master decided to start teasing him again. He really enjoyed this teasing, especially since Obi-Wan couldn't talk back and give witty, sarcastic answers for once. "Maybe I should calm Tao," Qui-Gon said, as if he was talking to himself. Obi-Wan groaned and rolled his eyes. It was horrible not to be able to say something snarky. "I'd just like someone to talk to. You're not the best company at the moment." Obi-Wan huffed and crossed his arms, feeling his master's glance on him. "I mean, at the moment, I can hardly discuss with you the complex topics we usually talk about, can I?" the master asked, one eyebrow pulled up critically. Suddenly, Obi-Wan remembered the language classes he had taken in the last year. One of them a wordless language that didn't need him to actually make any kind of sound. Why hadn't he thought about this earlier? He turned towards his master and made a few hand movements. His fingers felt stiff. He hadn't signed in a long while, but it looked good enough. "I suppose we could do that," Qui-Gon said slowly. "But I don't know enough basic signing to understand all of your snarky comments and arguments, Padawan." Obi-Wan responded with another wave of signs. Not funny, Master. Here I am, suffering, and you mocking me, insensitive. "Me insensitive? Never." Qui-Gon pretended to be hurt. "How could you say something like that? Well, sign." You know what? Obi-Wan finger spelled out what he wanted to say next. Qui-Gon gasped, feigning shock. "How dare you sign to me in that tone? I should be grounding you for this.
Healer C-H-E, before, grounded me, empty threat.
Don't test me, Qui-Gon threatened, though his eyes were sparkling the way they always did when he was joking. I might ground you for longer once you're healed.
Got classes. Me need go there, study. My teacher's not happy if me not there.
I would make sure to excuse you, of course. Obi-Wan made some more signs. Qui-Gon gasped again.
My, Obi-Wan, have you forgotten about your lessons about appropriate use of language?
He fingerspelled
U-E-S-P-E-C-T,
mixing up the crossed fingers of the R with the fingers that were pressed together to sign a U. Obi-Wan burst into a fit of laughter, though it turned into coughing almost immediately when he calmed his breathing. He could hear Qui-Gon huff. Very funny, and very mature to laugh about a simple spelling mistake.
Funny more than teasing defenseless me.
I think that we disagree on that, Padawan.
Yes, seems like it.
Agree to disagree, then? Obi-Wan shrugged.
You agree. I am suffering? Me, poor victim?
You're not a victim, Obi-Wan. You're overdramatic, Qui-Gon corrected. But if it makes you happy, I'll admit that you're suffering. There, I said it.
Obi-Wan made a show out of the small gesture that translated to thank you.
Qui-Gon chuckled again. And don't you ever sign to me in that manner again, understood?
Again, Obi-Wan decided to spell. F-I-I-I-I-N-E.
The end.